call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Stand by, fighting men of the United Nations. Here's mail call. The biggest slice of America we can send you in one radio letter. It's one big package of words and music and laughter from home to you. And here to start writing this letter is one of America's loveliest motion picture stars, Claire Trevor.
Hello, men. This next half hour is for every soldier, sailor, and marine on every point of the compass and on the top and bottom sides of the equator. But this mail call broadcast is riding the GI beam tonight, especially to you guys in New Guinea. Hi, all you jungle fighters who hang your tin hats on the Owen Stanley Mountains. We've got a healthy hunk of entertainment here for you, coming straight from Hollywood and home. We know that what you're wading through is no duck soup. I doubt if there are any welcome mats out there in that underbrush, and certainly no floor shows. So, that's where we come in. Welcome to Mail Call, fellas, and make like you've got a ringside table at the smoothest floor show we can whip together. First off, the big center spotlight picks out one of America's top young singing stars, Connie Haynes. Hop on that New Guinea beam, Connie.
I hear the trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were frame up, would try, but now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Oh, Lady Luck, where have you been so long? I said, Lady Luck, where have you been so long? I'm betting on love, so don't let my luck go wrong. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now.
The five young men now lined up in front of this mail call microphone are Leo Diamond and his quintet. They're here to help you fellas out with your problems musical. If you can't whistle and you can't sing, you're in a pretty bad way. Unless you happen to have a pocket full of brass reeds which make a noise like this. Thank you, Leo. I am referring, of course, to the soldier's sousaphone, the lowly mouth organ. If you've got a harmonica in the pocket of your fatigues, then, to use the GI vernacular, you are definitely rolling with high octane. Maybe some of you men snagged the mouth organ out of that last batch, special service sent overseas. And in case you haven't mastered the fine art of making music on the wheeze box, maybe Leo and his gang can help you get harmonica happy. The whole idea is, first you breathe in. Illustration, please, Professor. Then you breathe out. Then, when you get together with four other fellows and start breathing in and out a little faster, out comes black magic. This next paragraph of our mail call letter to that hunk of territory in the general vicinity of longitude 150 and due south of latitude 0. The Clipper has brought back a couple of reels of V-mail from there, and we know from your letters that you like to sing. So please find enclosed in this big letter back to you a song in the very special manner of one of America's singing favorites. It's Phil Regan, and the words and music of My Own sail right across latitude 0's into your loudspeakers.
Through the years, constantly, I've had one idea, and I've been pretending it would soon be real. Now that you're close to me, I can plainly see you're my happy ending, my reality, my own. Let me call you my own. Let me make you a part of the song in my heart. Alone, I'm just living in vain. Everything that I do is depending on you. Show me a sign of your longing for me. Say you are mine and forever, that you will be my own. Every dream I have known has been built up of one desire. show me the way that this longing for you. Tell me your mind and forever that you will be mine. Has been built up of one desire, darling, just to call you more.
Please find enclosed one of America's top entertainers, here to broadcast especially for you troops, Edgar Bergen. Yes, here they are, fellows, Edgar Bergen and,
Well, come on. Something slipped your mind?
Oh, dear, yes. I can't think of the name of the person who worked with Edgar Bergen. Ah! Edgar Bergen and,
Maybe I can help you. Let's see. Edgar Bergen and, Lana Turner? No. Edgar Bergen and Betty Grable? No, it's not his type. No. Edgar Bergen and Rin Tin Tin? Possible.
No, it's sort of a little man who acts as Bergen Stooge.
Oh, you mean Mortimer Snurd.
No, that's not the name.
Oh, surely you don't mean that sterling young comedian Charles McCarthy, the one that Bergen works for.
Who works for who?
Why, Bergen, how nice of you to drop in.
Yeah. Claire, you've met Charlie McCarthy, haven't you?
Oh, no. Oh, Charlie. I've been most anxious to meet you, and now that I have, I think you're very nice.
Well,
Is that all you have to say, Charlie?
What?
Well, what do you think of Miss Trevor?
Oh, Miss Trevor, I think you're,
Yes, Charlie.
I think you're,
Never mind that, Charlie.
What do you mean by that? That's the mail call.
Yeah.
This is my night to howl.
All right. Young man, if you'll just behave yourself and say hello to Miss Trevor, will you?
Yes, sir.
Well, go ahead.
Hello, Miss Tremor.
No. Tremor is a small earthquake.
I repeat.
Oh, no. That'll be enough of that. Now, listen, young man.
Stay away from me, Bergen. Stay away.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
You know what I mean. All you've done is just ruin my career. That's all you've done. You've just ruined it. That's what you've
done. Oh, Edgar, how could you do such a thing?
Yeah, pick on him good.
Yeah. Well, Claire, the whole thing is very embarrassing. You see, last night some friends came over to my house and, well, they wanted to go slumming. Mm.
They couldn't have picked a better place. Well, now.
So we went out and we ended up downtown at a freak show. And who do you think was standing out in front doing a ballyhoo? Yelling, hurry, 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 the fire eater and the India rubber man.
Oh, no, don't tell me it was...
Yes, exactly.
Well, I was just trying to earn an honest dollar, that's all.
But it wasn't honest the way you hoodwinked Mortimer.
Well, I got him a job.
You got him a job, yes. Yes, you got him a job as a freak.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Mortimer Snurd, working as a freak.
Well, I wouldn't call him that, no. We billed him nicely.
Yes.
We advertised him as the Meanderdrawl man.
Well, what kind of a man?
Neanderthal?
No, no.
Neanderslung?
No, no.
Underdrawers?
No, wait a minute, though.
What was he?
The Neanderthal.
That's the guy.
Yes.
Anyway, he's half man and half nuts. Something.
Well, it was a disgraceful incident.
Disgraceful nothing. We made money.
I see.
Mortimer outdrew the flea circus 2-1.
Yes.
He even made some of the freaks jealous.
Jealous?
Uh-huh. The dog-faced boy bit him.
Oh, now, please. Well, when I found Mortimer, he was sitting right next to a cage with a baboon in it.
Yeah. The baboon is very intelligent.
I see.
He'd beg for pennies, that baboon would.
Yes.
And then he'd put him in his piggy bank.
Oh, I see. Well, now, wait a minute. What's this baboon doing with a piggy bank?
Well, he says he's saving up money so he can go back to Africa. He wants to visit his grandma.
Oh, no.
Oh, Mr. Birkin.
Well, Mortimer Snurk.
Well, I'm going to get out of here.
Come on over here, Mortimer. I want to talk to you.
Oh. Oh. Hello, Mr. Bergen.
Hello. Hey, Mortimer, you're just the boy I want to see.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I want to tell you how sorry I am for what happened the other day.
Well, you should be.
Yes.
It's all your fault.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yesterday I was a successful freak.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at me today. What am I?
Yeah. Well, I give up. What are you?
What?
What are you?
Oh, well, I ask you first.
Oh, you ask me first.
Well, anyway, I don't know. Anyway, I was famous.
Yes, you were famous. Famous in the freak show.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I did pretty good, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, tell us, what do you owe your success to?
Clean living.
Yeah.
And hard work.
Yes.
I baffle science.
Oh, you baffle science.
Yeah.
Do you mean to say, Mortimer, that you were happy in that freak show?
Yeah, sure. I was a star.
A star.
I had my name in headlights.
In headlights.
Yeah. I was a matinee idol.
Yes.
I was in show business, just like Phil Regan.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I kind of missed a bearded lady.
The bearded lady?
Yeah, she was nice to me.
I see. Yes, you liked the bearded lady.
Yeah.
Well, that must have been romantic.
Yeah, it was, sort of. I used to help her put her beard up in curlers.
Well, I suppose it takes all kind of people to make the world.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not one of them.
Yes. I still say it was no place for you.
Well, it was colorful while it lasted. I was an artist.
Yes, that's just it, Mortimer. You didn't do anything. You just sat there.
Well, I did something. I was good with the lion.
Oh, with the lion?
Yeah.
I see. What'd you do with the lion?
I stuck my head in his mouth.
You stuck your head in the lion's mouth?
Yeah, that's what I did, yeah. That's pretty good, too. Stick my head right in his mouth. Did it every day, yeah. Well, just stick it right in, there you go. That was pretty good, all right, yeah.
Well, what did the lion do?
I just stick it right in, there you go.
Mortimer?
Oh,
hmm? I say, what did the lion do when you stick your head in his mouth?
Oh, he just gagged.
Just gagged.
Thank you, Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, and Mortimer Snerd. Now we'd like to dedicate a paragraph in the mail call letter to one particular group on New Guinea. They practically caused a panic the first day they arrived. I'm talking about a gang of women who can really take it. The Army Nurses on New Guinea. And here's Connie Haynes to sing a song especially for them, As Time Goes By.
You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh, the fundamental things of life as time goes by. on this you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. But no one can deny it's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a key. Can't deny, love will not die, all hearts will sigh, as time goes by.
I went to the sneak preview of Hello Frisco Hello the other night, and I heard a brand new tune that should be on a worldwide hit parade very soon.
I know just what tune you mean, Claire. And if I may, I'd like to be the first to send it on this worldwide network.
Oh, you're my man. Give, Phil, with You'll Never Know.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times. You went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know. Never know just how much I miss you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know
don't know
now. Up to now, fellows, this mail call broadcast has been slanted straight at you guys around Buna and Kokoda and Port Moresby. Well, you can take a smoke for the next 90 seconds or so, because this part of the program isn't for you. It's about you. If any of you other servicemen never heard much about New Guinea before the war, it's because James Fitzpatrick never got around to planting a tripod there. Reason? Well, this island is no vacation land. In the whole length and breadth of it, you'll find darn few places you'd like to settle down and raise a family. There's blazing equatorial heat, ragged mountains, dense jungles, swamps that hatch a couple of billion mosquitoes every hour, and rain, brother, you've never seen rain till you hit New Guinea. Add to that Tojo's henchmen that are running around the island dressed in palm leaves, and you have a pretty good idea what this battleground is like. Down there, you sleep with your clothes on in a mud bath they call a foxhole. That is, when you sleep. And you're up against an enemy that doesn't cheat fair. The Japanese will use any and all tricks to get their man. And that means anything from painting themselves green to hiking into the teepee dressed in American GIs and whistling One Dozen Roses. But in spite of all that, the guys in New Guinea are hammering out a double victory. They're licking the jungle and their own exhaustion, and they're whipping the pants off the enemy. Sorry, fellows. It's time to sign this mail call letter for Phil Regan, Connie Haynes, the Leo Diamond Quintet, Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy. And as for me, I'd just like to put a kiss on the envelope and send you all the love and luck in the world. Signed, Claire Trevor.
That's all of Mail Call for this trip. This broadcast was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. This is Don Wilson inviting you to join us for another Mail Call the next time you hear... Mail Call is produced for you fighting men of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.